Yasher Koach, good morning all. We've been discussing the laws of Slichos and of course the entire month of Elul. And so one of the most critical halachos and laws that we have regarding Slichos is that the person who is leading the davening has to have a talis that they are wearing. And it's specifically a talis that should not really be your own. And the reason why that is the case is because usually the ideal time to recite Slichos does take place at night, even though that's not what we do here, that's not what many shuls do, but there is an ideal time to do it at night. And if you're doing it at night, then there is a doubt as to whether or not you should make a blessing when you put on the talis at night. And so therefore, the recommendation is go ahead and borrow someone else's talis. And if you do that, then you sort of absolved of most of the doubts that would be involved with making a blessing. So therefore, that is the recommendation. But again, we do it here in the morning, and you just usually seem to wear your own talis when you are leading davening. Specifically, one should do their best to stand throughout the entirety of Slichos, but of course there are many reasons why an individual may not be able to stand. So the ideal is that at least the person should try to stand for the 13 attributes that we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Mechanon, that little section, each time we say that's the ideal, but otherwise you can sit during that. There is also a custom that someone who leads the Slichos prayers should also be really leading the rest of davening throughout the entire day. That means Shachris, Mincha, Marv, etc. And so I think that probably one of the main reasons why we don't have the custom, or at least I don't think we have the custom to do that nowadays, is because you probably won't be able to find someone to lead Slichos if you're going to tell him that he has to lead everything else throughout the day. And so therefore, I don't think we're so strict about this, but there is such an idea as well. It's such an important law that even if someone has like a yurt site or anything like that, the person who led Slichos actually has the opportunity to go ahead and take the mantle before anyone else. And specifically when we are talking about that an individual should be leading Slichos, and we're trying to choose the one who is going to be leading Slichos. So one of the most important halachos in this area is who you choose and how do you choose someone. And the most important idea is that it should be someone who is, I don't want to say beloved, it's hard to find someone who's beloved by everyone in the congregation, but someone who is accepted by everyone in the congregation. The worst thing that you could do is have someone leading davening who is creates a machlokes, who creates some sort of a dispute among everyone, and that's what we don't want. We want everyone, the person who's leading davening, to be someone who is accepted by all, because the person who is leading is the messenger on behalf of all of us who is leading davening. And so therefore, it should be someone who ideally is accepted by everyone. And then there are other categories that a person should fit into as well. Ideally, it should be a Torah scholar. Ideally, it should be a person who is above a certain age. There's an idea that if you're too young, then your blood is sort of too boiled. And we know this, that usually the older people get, the more mellow they become. And so we like to try to choose someone who's a little bit older, because they're a little bit more mellow, and maybe they'll have the ability to daven for more mercy from people. And anyways, there are many more halachos as they pertain to who we choose to daven, but we'll stop right here, and we'll finish, God willing, up this little section tomorrow. We'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanina, Menachem Ratz.